to The Vibe You're In.
With Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 29. 29 episodes. It's been a true pleasure, and it's also an awesome thing to hear the feedback from all our listeners. I mean, we have listeners across the globe now.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's a true blessing, but, you know, the folks that reach out, the folks that take the time to review our show, the folks that actually share our show, we really appreciate you doing that. That helps us grow immensely. So if you love what you've been listening to and you do not want to miss an episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button. And don't forget, we're in Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
We're everywhere, man. We really are. And it's because of you, the listener, who's allowed our show to grow. And so if it serves you, if you believe that this show has something of substance for you internally, in your spirit, in your heart, make sure you share it with someone who can appreciate what we're doing. So thank you so much for the support. Today's sponsor is none other than Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room. And you can find them at www.froggiespartypad.com and also at enchantmentroom.com.
You can also check them out on Instagram and Facebook. There's a lot of new things being unveiled with Froggy's Party Pad. Make sure you check them out and get involved.
Yeah, I just want to mention real quick, Froggy's Party Pad is also opening up Froggy's Kids Club coming in August.
That sounds amazing. That's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I wish I was a kid again.
Yeah, it's easy. It's all in the imagination.
Do you think I'll be allowed in the kids club? Do I have is there an age restriction of some sort?
I think there is. I think there's a size restriction.
That's not going to work for me then. So thank you so much for being the sponsor and for allowing us to have our super producer engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse. Thank you so much for making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
Today's topic is something that I think everyone's going to enjoy. It talks about something that is near and dear to me and Michael as well. And it's being in a situation where we're not so serious. And that's today's topic. Why so serious? So let's think about that for a minute. I have been told I'm a jokester. And at times, that gets me in trouble, depending on who it is. But certainly I find that regardless of the seriousness of what we do for a living and the serving we do to others, particularly in our industry or in our real estate industry, I find that the easiest way for things to go the way they're supposed to is to not be so serious. Not necessarily laugh throughout the whole transaction, but certainly feel happy. That happy feeling. Yeah, well, I have that too. But that happy feeling that you find when you're working with the right people, when your clients are ready to listen to you, where they're allowing you to do what you'd like to do and what you love to do to make sure that at the end of the road, they're where they're supposed to be. I think that creates happiness and there's laughter involved as well. We've had closings where the laughter has been amazing.
That's right. You know why? People need to lighten up.
People need to lighten up. Let's dive into the topic, Michael.
Sure. First of all, what is it to laugh? Laugh is to make the spontaneous sounds and movements of the face and body that are the instinctive expressions of lively amusement and sometimes also of contempt or derision.
Wow.
Now, we don't want that last part. We don't need the sarcasm. I mean, sarcasm, right. You know, everyone loves a good laugh.
You know, sarcasm is okay, but I think that it has the element of being hurtful.
Yeah, it can.
It can.
So that's not what we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
We're talking about the instinctive expressions of lively amusement. We want to lighten up.
Correct.
You know, it's really not that serious. And we always say here, when you can have fun at what you do, it doesn't feel like work. Isn't that what we always say?
Absolutely.
And it's when you begin to compete with others instead of having fun with yourself that you begin to get edgy and frustration sets in. So we're going to take a look at the benefits of having a regular, good, hearty laugh. What's a hearty laugh?
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is when you say to yourself or you express something to someone that you say, man, yesterday I had so much fun. I laughed so much that my ribs hurt.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling. So for folks listening, think about that for a moment. Remember a time in your life where it was just fun. You know, everything was free. You were free. You were allowing things to happen the way they're supposed to. And you were having a good time doing that. Imagine practicing that on a daily basis. How does that feel? How would you feel if you can practice that amongst the people that you love, what you do for a living, that you're able to be in a position where it's not seriousness all the time, that you can actually be yourself?
Right. I think for some of us, the last time that was when we were living with our mom and dad. When there was no bills and no thoughts of anything on the outside world, really, other than just having fun.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that that can't happen. It's not that serious. A lot of times, if you take a look at life itself, we go through these things that at the moment we can't laugh at. But then a couple of days go by, or months go by, years go by. And then all of a sudden, it's funny. We start to say, hey, remember that time that you know, whatever it was, and everyone's laughing. But at the moment that it happens, they go, we have to be serious about it. I get it.
Yeah.
But the reality is that we don't have to stay stuck in that serious mode. We can move on.
Have you ever been told, can you take this seriously, please?
How many times?
Doesn't that sound like someone you know? And the thing is with me, and I don't know if you feel the same way, it's the way I cope with some of the things that happen on a daily basis, where I'm not saying that I'm not taking it seriously, but I look at it and spin it in a different way so that I could understand it. And sometimes laughter allows me to understand the things that are happening in front of me.
I totally get that. You know that the thing is that we practice this, and that's what the thing, and we want everyone that's listening to us to turn around and start practicing this if you're not already doing it.
Right.
And that is focus on solutions. Because once you realize it's a solution, because everything does have a solution, then it's really not that serious. And that's when you can kind of just chuckle about it and say, okay, now we're focusing on the solution. I'm not focusing on the sad part of it. I'm focusing on what the end goal is, what the end part of it is, that there is a solution and we're going to get past this.
There's a lot of benefits when it comes to laughing or having laughter.
And we want to mention that we did, for this particular episode, look up at thehelpguide.org. And we looked up at what are the benefits of laughter. And we're going to share that with you today.
Yes, that's right.
So what are the benefits of laughter?
It definitely includes better health. I think it definitely includes better interaction with others.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You walk into a room and everyone's laughing. It's like you want to be part of it.
It's magnetic.
All right, hopefully they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you, which I think that's a whole other can of worms where people start thinking, they're laughing at me. I think that has to do with not being comfortable with yourself.
Right. If you can laugh at yourself, then that's not even an issue.
Well, that's true. I think if you laugh at yourself, you realize how silly you are, and it's okay, and people appreciate that.
Right.
But walking into a room with laughter is such a pleasant experience. It actually removes anything that you were even thinking of, anything negative, something that's happened, that just happened. You got cut off driving in the highway. You go into this event or with your family, laughter. That's all you hear, and it almost like clears your mind.
Right. That's what I love about our crew and our team and the people that we surround ourselves with. They're people that are always ready for a good laugh.
And absolutely.
You have to surround yourself with people like that. So it's true. Laughter is strong medicine. It draws people together in ways that trigger healthy physical and emotional changes in the body. Laughter strengthens your immune system, boosts mood, diminishes pain, and protects you from the damaging effects of stress. And we all know what that can be if you let it happen.
Correct.
Nothing works faster or more dependably to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. I love a good laugh. Yeah. Humor lightens your burdens, inspires hope, connects you to others, and keeps you grounded, focused, and alert. It also helps you release anger and forgive sooner.
Now think about that for a minute. We talked about this before, several episodes, the amount of energy that's exhausted when you're mad, when there's anger, the time wasted.
It takes more energy than what people can imagine.
It does.
To be mad.
For many, it creates animosity, which is no good. It stops you from doing the things you want to do. Life is short. We know that. The time you spend on being angry You could spend it on other things that are more important, goals you want to set, things that you want to do, the moments you spend with family and friends. If you're angry all the time, if you're taking things way too seriously, you may be missing out on the laughter, on the fun that it is to be laughing or having that moment of happiness
right.
that you go through.
And it puts you back a few steps. So you're moving forward, like we're always talking about. And then you get angry and you get stuck there. Well, you're stuck. You actually are stuck and you're no longer moving forward. You're moving backwards. And it takes a lot of energy away from you that you're right. You could be using those energy reserves to boost yourself up and continue to moving forward towards your end goal, which is, you know, to elevate, to be on a higher vibration, to spread that higher vibration even amongst your friends and your family. You can't do that with anger. It's impossible.
What do we say in our show? It's all about the vibe you're in.
It's all about the vibe you're in.
So the habit of smiling and laughing can attract the right people at the right time for you. Think of that for a minute.
Think about that.
A radiant smile is an inviting trait that will go a lot further than a scowl. I mean, that in itself is the explanation. When you walk into a room, I always use the example of walking into a room because we are socialites and we go to different places and social gatherings. When you see smiles around you, you gravitate towards that. You want to know what's going on there. That's the first wave of people you want to interact with.
What if you have a scowl?
You decide to detour, take exit left.
It's a repellent.
It's a complete repellent. And so you wonder.
Is it like Bill Belichick's scowl?
Man, I got to tell you, I think I've seen him smile once or twice. I've seen him laugh.
Is it really a poker face that he has, or is it a scowl?
Let me put it to you this way, about what I think of Mr. Belichick. He knows exactly where he's at. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows exactly where he's going to be in the next step. His issue may be the fact that he just refuses to have interactions with the media.
So he won't smile at them.
And so he won't smile at them. It's almost like he's like, I cannot let my guard down in front of these people.
I get it.
I guess that's what it is because I've seen him laugh. I've seen him smile. I bumped into Bill Belichick years ago. We were going to a Celtics playoff game. And Denise and I were coming out of a bar before the game. And here he is with his wife. And I was like, Denise, that's Bill Belichick. And she's like, really? And she's like, but he's smiling. So go figure. He's someone that you always see on TV and he's not smiling. Whatever. But certainly it works for him. And I'm sure he's a very happy person. He's a very accomplished person. But to go back to that, you know, with so much power to heal and renew, the ability to laugh easily and frequently is a tremendous resource for surmounting problems, enhancing your relationships, and supporting both physical and emotional health. Best of all, this priceless medicine is fun, free, and easy to use.
I like that. Is that on the label for laughter?
Yeah, exactly. When you buy a can of laughter.
Fun, free, and easy to use. It's laughter.
You know what's the laughter that I really enjoy is children. I mean, really? you have two small ones. You walk into the house, they're laughing.
Yeah, they have unique laughs, by the way. I can't even
mimic
the laughs.
Well, Brandon has a unique way of
mimicking
his mom and changing the laughter, which is by far the funniest thing you can hear.
It's funny.
But it's when you walk into a room, and for I'm sure everyone who listens to us who's had children or have children or little ones at the moment, the laughter that comes out of these kids is amazing because it's so pure.
It's pure and energetic.
And if you think of that for a moment, you're like, wow, how powerful it is to be in that age, the purity of that age and laughing and you know, in Spanish, we call it la carcajadas, where it's like just constant laughing, nonstop, like someone's tickling them. It's such a great feeling to hear that.
That is funny.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, I was out in my yard.
Okay.
And my daughter, Michaela, comes up and says, Daddy, do you need anything? I said, sure. And she says, I'm not sure what I want. So she goes and she comes back with a glass of water. And I said, oh, thank you, honey. And then she leaves. And then she comes back with what looks like a bill for the service. And I said, oh, what's this? And she goes, this is a bill for your service. Would you like anything else? I was like, no, I'll be fine. So I went into my pocket and I pulled out one of my credit cards. And
right.
I put it together with her bill, and I handed it to her. And it was the purest laughter I've ever, because she didn't expect that. Like, oh my God. And she was just like this high-pitched laugh.
And it's funny because here she is thinking that she has one up on you.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get a water and I'm going to bill him for it. And you're like, okay, I'm going to pay you. She's like, what?
It was funny. I actually filled it out too, and I added a tip. And it was like something ridiculous, like $1,000 or $1 million. I forget what I put on there. She goes, I'm rich. And she starts laughing her butt off and she's yelling at her mom and she goes running back. But it was just the pure energy of that laughter that comes from a child. The innocence.
Sure.
It's just amazing. You know, as children, we used to laugh hundreds of times a day. But as adults, life tends to be more serious and laughter more infrequent. Mm-hmm. But by seeking out more opportunities for humor and laughter, you can improve your emotional health, strengthen your relationships, find greater happiness, and even add years to your life. Can you imagine that?
It's true.
People that laugh, right, last longer on this planet.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what the science says behind it.
It's true. I agree with you. I know plenty of people that are in their late ages, and they're just happy people. And you talk to them, and they have a happy aura about them. They're willing to laugh. They're willing to explore laughter. They're willing to share moments in their lives that were like the most happiest moments. At the same time, sometimes the stories are stories that you just laugh. And sharing that moment and seeing that energy is like, wow, these people, no matter what's going on, what they've gone through, what the stresses of their life have been, can still come out at the end and still enjoy life and be happy about it. And get a, you know, and share a little laugh with you.
Right. You know, that comes from being grateful. And that also comes from accepting the moment as it is. Mm-hmm. And it also comes from the vibe you're in. Think about it. I mean, we always talk about this in our focus group. And shout out to the focus group. We always talk about, because it's a business group for the most part. And the thing is that we work from referrals, and how are you going to get a referral with a scowl on your face? I mean, we work from referrals. We have to not just smile. We're not talking about like tape a smile, tape your lip, you know, your lips.
That
to
would
your
be
ears.
A little weird.
And yeah, right. It's not a fake smile. We're looking for genuine smiles that are coming from your heart. You know, people that smile with their eyes. That's what we're talking about, because that is what brings the referrals. Because you're seen as genuine, and when you're seen as genuine, you seem like someone that can be trusted. And why? Because you are someone that's going to be trusted. So you, that shows on the outside through your laughter, through your smile. It's so important to understand that. Anything other than that, that whole serious, I'm going to be serious because it's business, that's a bunch of crap.
You know, it is.
Really. You have to, you know, consider that smiling is a good thing.
You know, it's funny. I was given an opportunity to speak, to do an inspirational speech for the State Association here in Massachusetts. And it was during the shutdown. And at the time, we were coming out of it. And, everyone was okay with a public setting. And I was asked to inspire the evening, which was an evening where they were bringing in incoming president. And we all had our masks on. And so what was happening during that time? Well, here's the way I saw it. And everyone who listens can interpret it differently. You started noticing the scowls and the laughter by looking at people's eyes.
Right.
Okay, because that's all you had.
That's a great point.
And so I shared that moment with my fellow colleagues across the state, and my speech or my delivery was about that. We don't know what, at that point, we didn't know where we were going. However, I knew that if this is it, then the only way to interact with others, the only way to give that sense that things are going to be okay, because that's the way we live, is to look at people's eyes and smile. They may not see it behind your mask, but certainly when you smile, I mean, there was moments we took pictures with people next to us with masks and we were smiling.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? You don't see it in the camera, but you certainly feel it.
And you can see it in the eyes. Yeah,
exactly. You're right. So really that's what it came down to. So when we talk about the eyes, that's one of the key elements. You do see facial expressions, regardless of the smile. You see happiness. You see laughter within. That's so important in our lives. It's so important for us to be able to go to the next step, achieve your goals, do what you want while having that internal laughter, that internal happiness to go through this journey of what you want to do.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Listen, we're going to go through a list of that the fact that laughter is good for your health. And we're going to start at the top of the list. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Laughter relaxes the whole body.
That makes perfect sense to me. It says a good, hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes after. Isn't that amazing?
45 minutes is a long time.
It
so
is.
So what does that mean? If you continue to laugh.
You keep going. It's
every
endless.
Every hour on the hour.
It's endless.
It's endless.
You can laugh for 24 hours.
Right.
Could you be laughing while you're sleeping?
I've done that.
I think so too.
I've seen babies do that.
That's
I've
amazing.
Seen people do that. Yeah. I guess we can do that. But if we're laughing every hour on the hour, we're talking about 45 minutes. It's a lasting effect, right? That relieves physical tension and stress. I mean, it's amazing.
So short tip when it comes to this part of the show, take a moment and laugh.
Yes.
Laugh out loud.
Laugh at me. I don't care.
Yeah, laugh at me too. That's fine. But certainly take a moment. You're in your car, you're at home, you're in your backyard, you're working out, you're on a treadmill, whatever, just laugh. And laugh loud.
Right.
Because for the next 45 minutes, you're going to feel better.
This is true.
And if it doesn't work, email me at thevibeyourin@gmail.com and I will respond. But I guarantee you're going to tell me, you know what? That laughter out loud that I did, regardless of who was around me.
LOL.
It helped.
Number two, laughter boosts the immune system. Now listen to that.
Hmm.
We're talking about hooking you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
With infection-fighting antibodies.
Just laugh.
Thus improving your resistance to disease. Laughter does that. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
We're talking about laughing here.
We're
not talking about medicine, like physical. It's laughter.
It is.
It's free, and you can use it. Number three. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins.
Well, that's scientifically true.
And what is that?
So the body's natural feel-good chemical, endorphins. Endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being and can even temporarily relieve pain.
Are we talking about like medicine? What are we talking about?
It's science.
It's science.
I can't believe it's science.
Yeah.
Science.
So laughter, it's laughter that we're talking about. This right. is amazing. This is amazing stuff. Next one is laughter protects the heart. Can you imagine that?
Huh. It says laughter improves the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow, which can help protect you against a heart attack and other cardiovascular problems.
Can you imagine that? It helps the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, the guys can agree.
Think of it when you are tense, when you're mad, what happens? Your heart starts palpitating, you start losing your breath, you're not breathing properly, your head hurts.
In Spanish, that's called, Mira, te va donde que toque ahora.
Oh my God, you're hilarious. But it's true though, if you think of it, think of it for a moment. Every time you're mad and you're super mad, all the things that happen. And after you're done being mad, you're in pain. Your head hurts. Right. You're like, oh, I need an aspirin because I was mad.
Yeah. You're just like, you're done. You're done for the day.
I feel better already. I think I've laughed about 4 or 5 times in this episode, which means that I'm good for the next couple of hours up until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. When I go to bed, smiling.
Is it compounded or how does that work?
I don't know. I guess I'm going through it. I've got enough laughs for the last 2 weeks that I can go for the next 5 months.
There you go. Next one up. And I think a lot of people can appreciate this one. Laughter burns calories.
Really?
That's what it says.
Okay. I mean, that's great. Let's see what it says. Okay. So it's no replacement on going to the gym. So you still got to do your thing. But one study found that laughing for 10 or 15 minutes a day can burn approximately 40 calories.
Wow.
Fascinating. Which could be enough to lose 3 or 4 pounds over the course of a year.
Yeah, you know, it's something.
So if I say to you, Michael, tomorrow, I'm going to skip the gym and I'm just going to laugh for an hour.
Well, you'd only be losing probably half a calorie, according to maybe that, according to this. But it's, I think it's still great. You're losing calories.
Right.
You know, however you want to look at it, it's like an exercise.
There's nothing that we've said so far that doesn't breathe positivity on laughing. And there's more.
There's more. Laughter lightens anger's heavy load. We were just talking about that.
Absolutely.
So nothing diffuses anger and conflict faster than a shared laugh. Looking at the funny side can put problems into perspective and enable you to move on from confrontations without holding on to bitterness or resentment. I think that's
so
worse.
True.
Holding on, like, it's that old thing that's saying that, you know, you're trying to give someone else, how does that go? It's, you're holding on to anger, which is like poison, and you think you're hurting someone else, but you're hurting yourself.
Yourself.
And that's what it comes down to.
And the whole energy exhausted, the time exhausted on being mad.
Exactly.
And it's, I know, and it's tough. It's not easy. I'm not saying that it's like, oh yeah, well, that sounds easy. It's not. It takes practice.
You know, the other thing about anger, it's not pretty.
It's not.
The anger can take the most beautiful person and make them look.
You can't say to someone, hey man, you look good angry.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll take that back. There's some people that look kind of sexy, you know.
Angry?
When they're, I've seen it.
Okay.
But it's not, but typically no.
Okay.
I would say 99.99999, it's not pretty.
Nothing comes to my mind about that, but I'll let it be.
I don't know, maybe it's just me. Now look, laughter may even help you to live longer.
That's good news.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, there's a study in Norway that found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who don't laugh as much. That's pretty crazy.
That's impressive. And I'm sure that helps a lot of people with diseases.
Right.
Where they're just saying, you know what, I'm gonna have a good time doing this, and I'm going to have a good time with my life. And they enjoy life, and they probably are battling a lot of things they didn't even know they had.
You know, that reminds me of our friend, which is your good friend, Peter.
Oh, yeah.
He would do
Mr.
that
Mr. Rivera.
He would do that for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does, what is it exactly?
So Peter works at a hospital in New York, and I'm not sure if he's doing that right now, but before he ran what's called the Clown Care Unit, which was part of Big Apple Circus. And so it was a set of clowns who would go around hospitals and actually, entertain kids that had illnesses that could potentially be terminal. And that was their job. So imagine that. Clowns in hospitals, you know, doing what they do to make people smile and laugh so they can feel better and step away from the reality of what's happening inside of them.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Thank you, Peter.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we have an awesome restaurant with four locations across Massachusetts. It is called El Potro Mexican Bar and Grill.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Michael, you know this owner personally.
Yes, he is an awesome person. We've known each other for a very long time. And it's Elias Interiano and his family. Shout out to Juana and William and Santos over at in the lower location.
That's awesome. So my experience of this restaurant is an experience we had in the Lowell location right in downtown, right in the heart of downtown on Merrimack Street. Amazing food because it's really a good Mexican restaurant. You know when you want to find something that's authentic? They pride themselves in authentic flavor and authentic tastings. We got to sit outside, so they do have outdoor seating. Locations are Malden, Massachusetts, Lowell, Somerville, and Chelsea. And Michael tells me that the Chelsea location is a hustling, bustling type of location.
Right. That's the main spot, they say.
I mean, on their website, which is elpotromexicangrill.com, they say, at El Potro Mexican Bar and Grill, you experience authentic Mexican and Central American cuisine at its finest. Using recipes handed down from generation to generation, our family-owned restaurant has created a menu full of traditional meals prepared daily with fresh homemade ingredients.
They're not kidding. It's fresh.
It is. And I know that on certain nights they do have mariachi bands. They have live music.
Yep.
And so there's that lively atmosphere that you typically would like to see in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Elias himself was a mariachi player. I know that every once in a while, he still does partake.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
But I'm not, I think he's so busy right now. He's not really doing it, but he is awesome.
For restaurants, I think that you can certainly say in the restaurant business, that is a lot of work. And so for some of our previous restaurants of the week, they understand. I mean, having multiple locations is a lot of work.
Yep.
But I'm sure it's good. As long as you keep the food fresh and good, people will still keep coming. What was your, what's the favorite part of the menu for you?
Honestly, the fresh fish tacos.
Okay.
And I know that sounds simple, but once you have one, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. And for a drink, their ultimate margarita is awesome.
Well, I actually enjoyed their shrimp tacos. Very good. A hefty portion. I personally changed the menu a little bit. I just wanted the tacos. I didn't want the rice and the beans. But I did see you had them, and they looked very flavorful. You know, I have a passion for people that make good tacos. My experience with their tacos was that it was nice and full with the ingredients that I like. Their tomatillo sauce, I asked for that on the side. It was amazing. And they have one of the my favorite hot sauces on deck for me to indulge in.
And it was very good. It was a habanero.
That's right, habanero sauce. So if you love Mexican flavor, check out El Potro Mexican Grill. Locations in Malden, Chelsea, Somerville, and Lowell. Thank you, El Potro Mexican Grill, for being the restaurant of the week. O-M-G. Oh, So back to our topic on not taking it so seriously.
Why so serious?
Why so serious, you? I've heard someone say that to me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
I think they're right.
Because I think I'm trying to do something and I can't laugh while I'm doing it.
You know what's funny? That I have this, my work face. And I don't know what happens, but I get like, it looks like I'm serious, but I'm really not. I'm just like,
you're focused.
And I've had like, you know, people walk by and say, hey,
why so serious?
Why so serious? And it's like, and then I look up, I'm smiling like, no, what's going on? Yeah, it's my work face.
Exactly. You start questioning yourself like, do I look serious? No, I'm actually focused on what I'm doing so I can get it done and do it right.
I'm glad they pointed out though, because it brings a smile to my face. So Halle Berry says, don't take yourself too seriously. Know when to laugh at yourself and find a way to laugh at obstacles that inevitably present themselves. And things will present themselves.
Sure.
But we have to remember there's a solution to every problem. Focus on the solutions because it's really not that serious.
It is not that serious. Think about that for a minute. Dwell on that. It is not serious. No matter what happens in your life, the things that come at you, always remember the good parts of it. Always remember the good moments. What does the good moments do? It brings laughter.
Right.
It brings joy. It brings happiness. And so if you can do that, then you can say to yourself, you know what? It's not that serious.
We have to focus on good things, period. Sure. Even when things seem to go downhill, there's a silver lining at the end. And this is the truth. Most of the time, things happen a certain way because it's getting you ready for something bigger or something that you've asked for, but this is the route that you have to take. And on the other end of this, you come out being a better person. You come out getting the thing that you want, but even better. And you turn back and in maybe within a couple of days to who knows how long, you turn around and go, that was very funny.
It was.
But you can't see it at the moment. But we have to focus on laughing every day. We have to focus on being that person that laughs every day. By the way, my favorite of laughing, we've talked about laughing, we've talked about the clowns at the hospital, and we've talked about the kids' laughter. My favorite laughter is the Joker's laugh.
It is.
But which one for you? Which Joker?
You know
laugh
what?
For you?
I was a huge George Romero.
Yes, Cesar Romero.
But then Jack Nicholas brought it to another level.
So Jack Nicholson is your
favorite. Yeah, because I thought it wasn't. No, let me backtrack. Jack Nicholson was not my favorite, but his laugh was different because I think his laugh was more evil.
Yeah.
Whereas Romero the original Joker was laughing.
He was just loud and boisterous. He didn't really care. I loved his laugh. It was reckless.
Yeah, it was.
But I also liked the Joker, the latest Joker. What was it? What's his name? Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh yes,
that was crazy.
Yeah, but see, that was very dark.
It was dark.
It was a dark movie, but he had an interesting laugh.
It was funny.
Yeah, because he would laugh like it was almost like from his gut type of thing, like pushing it out.
Well, it was. You can tell more, even though all the Jokers were nuts.
Right.
You can tell that he really had he was psychotic. He had issues.
Yeah.
But the laugh was crazy. And you brought up Cesar Romero. One of my other favorite laughs was one of his people from his generation, which was the Riddler in those days.
Oh, yeah.
He had the crazy laugh. You remember that one?
For some of the folks who don't remember Batman and Robin on TV.
You're going to have to Google it.
You're going to have to Google it. The Riddler. He was a green costume with a bunch of question marks on his costume.
Back in the 1800s.
Back in the 1800s. He did have an interesting laugh.
And then my other, my last favorite. You ready? The Penguin from those days as well. Which he was actually the guy that played Rocky's manager.
That's right.
He was the original Penguin.
That's right. My Lord.
And it's all great laughs.
But he never laughed in the Rocky movies.
Nah,
he was always serious.
He was always serious.
It was a serious situation. He's training someone to do greatness.
Yeah, he's training someone exactly.
To
transform him into greatness. Yeah. That was crazy.
Oh my God.
So listen, the grateful mind and laughter, let's talk about this. Be grateful in all things. Mm-hmm. It will raise your vibe and this will project, it will be projected outward. People will see it. It's a guarantee. And like you were talking about earlier, you will see it in they'll see it in your eyes. It's important to laugh and smile from your gut, from the inside out. Don't be fake about it. People will see it.
Right.
And don't forget that it all comes down to gratitude. Gratitude opens the door for lightheartedness. This is where gratitude that keeps you connected with power comes in. And gives you the energy that's going to just shine forth. And you're going to automatically seem like you're, you know, that guy. You know, the person you can be trusted because you are being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to see the humorous side of things. You know, that's what we have to do, right? We have to look for the humorous side of things because that's where you're going to find the solution. Not in getting all down and focusing on problems. All you're going to get is more problems. And another thing is, it's impossible to be angry, stressed, or sad while you're laughing. You can't do both. You're either angry or you're smiling.
Figure it out.
The only one that can do that is the Joker, and that's the psychotic one. Laughing builds courage as well. Remember that. Laughing builds courage because you're able to just laugh at things and look for the solutions and keep moving forward with that and make decisions like, I know I'm going to keep this going.
Sure.
No matter what. And ask anyone that's ever been on stage. The air and mood lighten up. Once an audience member starts laughing. Now, I can tell you this from experience. I've been on stages, and every time right before you go on stage, and you know, Will, for a fact, because you do it too,
mm-hmm.
there's butterflies. There's these little things, you know, that come in.
They'll never go away.
That say, you know, oh my God, look at all these people. Oh my God, you're going to mess up. Or oh my God, what are you going to say? Oh my God, are you? So all these things pop up. But once you get on the stage, all it takes is for you to look into the audience to see a smile. Or someone starts to laugh at something you might have opened up with.
Right.
And that breaks the ice, and that is it. It builds courage. It makes you feel better. It makes you relaxed. It gives you distance between you and the audience, but knowing that there's still a connection. It's an amazing thing that happens.
It's a relaxing effect at that moment that really recharges you and refocuses you. And you're like, okay, now I'm all set. I'm calm. Because I needed to have that laughter. Even if you laugh yourself, I've said it all the time, laugh at yourself and you'll see how you feel afterwards.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
If someone tells me they feel like crap, I doubt it. It's really that moment where you're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Somebody tell a joke. That's better than getting defensive or dwelling on bad things. You know what I mean? You don't want to dwell on mishaps. You don't want to dwell on problems. You want to just relax.
Wasted energy.
It is. And you're only going to learn from them. And you're going to only become better anyway. At the end of the day, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to elevate and be better and better and better. Laughter is great medicine. Laughter doesn't have side effects. Laughter is free. And laughter can get you through many more doors than a scowl on your face or just being down and negative and angry and depressed and all these other things that people, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier, it's a repellent.
Right.
You know, we want the opposite. We want to come in and be that magnet. The way to be that magnet is to smile. Smile when you're making phone calls. Even when you don't think people are seeing you, they can see your smile while you're talking. It's in your voice.
Exactly.
It's a vibration. It's all about the vibe you're in. Robert Orban says, if you can laugh together, you can work together.
So true.
It's the magnet effect. It's unison. It's just amazing stuff. And we know that we have a list of the benefits of laughter and humor.
So let's go through the list. One of the biggest things is that it provides physical health benefits.
Yep.
Okay. There's boost immunity. It lowers the stress hormones, decreases pain, relaxes your muscles, prevents heart disease. Go figure. Mental health benefits.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. I think
it didn't help the Joker. He ended up in Arkham Asylum.
But, you know, we don't know that. We're assuming that was the correct procedure for the Joker.
You think he was diagnosed wrong?
Could be. I don't know. I wasn't there to have my own conversations with the Joker.
I think Batman was too judgmental.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he also was considering he was very serious.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Maybe if we had listened to the Joker more often, he would have lightened up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe let his guard down, take his mask off.
That's a great point.
Hey, I can go on and on and on. I'm going to try to find Christopher Nolan if he needs my insight on the next Batman.
Nice. I think it could use you.
Like everything, it adds joy and zest of life.
I love that.
Amazing. Eases anxiety and tension. We talked about stress. It relieves it. It improves your mood. You're angry. You're upset. We know it happens to everyone. No one's perfect. But the other side of it, the other side of the coin is laughter. How does that feel? Think about how you feel when you laugh. Strengthens resiliency. It has a lot of social benefits because if you associate with people that are smiling and happy, guess what? That's infectious and that comes to you tenfold. Strengthens relationships. It's very important. Attracts others to us. I just talked about that. We just talked about it a minute ago. Hey, it brings people to you when you're smiling.
It's magnetic.
Michael talked about walking into a room with a scowl, someone with a scowl. You're going to go to that person first or someone that's smiling. Think of that for a minute. Enhances teamwork, which is important for us who want to create our businesses and have them come to amazing heights. Helps diffuse conflict, which is so true.
Especially when you're negotiating.
Right. And promotes group bonding. And that's a lot. I like that one, the group bonding. I feel like I'm in front of a campfire laughing. I don't know. That's what came to mind. Kumbaya or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh my God.
We're going to wrap this up, right?
Let's do it.
Laughter helps you stay mentally healthy. Besides the Joker. Laughter makes you feel good, and this positive feeling remains with you even after the laughter subsides. We talked about 45 minutes. Humor helps you keep a positive, optimistic outlook through difficult situations, disappointments, and loss.
Particularly loss.
Right?
Which is so tough. Everyone's gone through a loss that's had much difficulties as the days go by, as the years go by. And we always say, at least to ourselves, remember the good parts. Remember the good moments. Remember the laughter.
Focus on the good.
Focus on the good. And it's amazing how much you enjoy that moment of someone who may not be here with you in the physical sense, is there with you spiritually, but the memories of the laughter, of the fun, of the silly parts of that life, whatever it may be, it just helps you recover. That heart that's hurting at the time.
Yep. And Lord Byron says, always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine. It's free.
That's too funny. Say that again.
Always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine. And I'm wondering if that's Lord Byron from Lord Byron Cigars, because it's an amazing brand. Listen, today's tip. Practice smiling. A smile makes for ease of laughter and spreads good vibes. And that's what we're all about here. at the vibe you're in. And we want to remind you, coming in September is the Raise the Vibe You're In training and coaching program. And we will have special guests and special guest speakers. It will be awesome. It will be at the Enchantment Room, and the details are coming very, very soon. If
very,
you have any questions
soon.
About it, you can reach out to us at thevibeyourin@gmail.com.
Absolutely. So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. We want to thank all the support that we get on a daily basis, on a episode-to-episode basis. Thank you so much. It really vibrates within us to be able to do what we love to do and bring the content to you so that it helps you in every way possible. And if it helps you, it serves you, please share it with anyone you think would love this.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Thank you, Froggy's Party Pad, for being the sponsor of the night.
The Enchantment Room at froggiespartypad.com. That's how they can be reached.
And thank you, Short Fuse, for making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
Yes, yes, y'all.
And as we always say, we are over.
And...